What makes a person who lives in the 21st century fall in love with a god who is called the Ancient of Days? Hello again, it's myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. And this week we're dealing with a wonderful subject. That's why I love Jesus. I've been trying to tell you why I love him. I wish I loved him more than I do love him, but I do love him. And I want to ask you, do you love him? And I've been telling you why I love him. And one of the reasons I love him is the way that he deals with sinners. And we see this in one of the most, it's a heartwarming drama. In John chapter 8, a heartwarming drama unfolds itself to us. You see, the Pharisees. Now, they're the boys who didn't like Jesus. The religious boys, they'd caught a woman in the very act of adultery, and they dragged her through the streets to bring her to the feet of Jesus. What a wretched scene. That poor wee woman, perhaps with no more than a sheet hastily wrapped around her to cover her shame. You know, I've always felt so sorry for her, because the whole thing was obviously a setup. Well, why do you say it was a setup? Well, she was caught in the act of adultery, so that means there was a man. But where was the man? He wasn't anywhere to be found. And they drug her through the streets. How wretched. And they brought her to Jesus, and they wanted to get a verdict from him. You see, they were trying to trap Jesus. Because, he said, okay, take her and execute her, they could have run to the Romans and said, you know, because the Romans didn't allow the Jews to execute anybody. Or if he'd said, let her go free, then they could have run to the Jews and say, oh, that boy doesn't believe the scriptures. Aye, what a shower of religious brats they were. But you know something? They did her a big favour, because they brought her to the feet of Jesus. And you know there's no better place to be brought, especially if you're a sinner. There's no better place for any of us than Christ's feet. And I love the way Jesus handled the situation. The scripture says he stooped down and he wrote. Now I wonder what he wrote. Her sins or theirs? I don't know. But he stooped down. This woman had failed, and she'd been caught in the very act. And what thrills me about this story is that I see that Jesus can stoop down to the level of my failure and stand between me and the consequences of my sin. Now, what about you? Do you realize that breaking God's law brings the death penalty? Oh, yes. But when we trust in Jesus, you see, here's the good news. When we trust in Jesus, we are lifted by mercy and embraced by grace. Now, Jesus found this woman in John 8 at the lowest point in her life. And he spoke up for her when nobody else would. And he lifted her when nobody else could. And he became her attorney, and he took on her case, and he charged her no fee, and he got her set free. Now, listen to me. In spite of her guilt, he insisted on forgiveness, and that's why I love Jesus, and that's what makes a person who lives in the 21st century fall in love with a God who's called the Ancient of Days. He's a wonderful Savior, and I urge you to come to him. I recommend him to you. Come to him just as you are, weary and worn, and he'll save you and give you a new life, and that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to the gospel truth. We would love to hear from you. Our address is Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or visit our website at www.milesmckee.com. Goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.